Some artists leave behind studios full of unfinished paintings, diaries, sketches, and letters. Andy Warhol left behind much more. So much that even the museum dedicated to the artist isn't sure what it has stashed away in storage. In this installment of the Hidden Treasures radio series, reporter Harriet Baskus has a look inside Warhol's time capsules.
When Andy Warhol died in 1987, he left behind miles of film, video, and audio tapes and
phone messages or magazines or newspapers or correspondence. It didn't matter. I mean, you know, from the sublime to the ridiculous, it was all important to Andy Warhol.
In Fremont, in the early 1970s, Warhol asked his staff to move all of that stuff from one building on New York's Union Square to another.
So I went to A&A Carton Company down the street and found a 42F size box, which was manageable. And I said, oh, these could be like time capsules.
Warhol liked the time capsule idea so much that he adopted the concept and declared it an ongoing work of art. So after the move, he'd periodically sweep everything off his desk into one of those 42F size boxes. Vincent Fremont, or another staff member, would then seal and date the boxes and store them away. Fremont did manage to rescue a few important papers from time capsules before they went to storage. Warhol eventually filled more than 600 time capsules, but so far only 81 have been opened. They reveal everything from unopened bills and original artwork to a pair of Clark Gable shoes. Ingrid Schaffner from the University of Pennsylvania's Institute of Contemporary Art says these boxes tell you more about Warhol the person than about his art.